Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations, this Tuesday of the 10th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue looking at question and answer 27 of the Heidelberg Catechism. What does it mean to govern? This is something humanity has asked again and again over the centuries in adopting a wide variety of different forms of government. And while philosophical arguments are made for why one form may be better than another, the heart of the matter is always, what does truly good government look like? While human institutions rise and fall, and even the best governments are beset by corruption, as believers we recognize that there is one who has governed and will always govern perfectly. As we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 27, what do you understand by the providence of God? The almighty, everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were by his hand, he still upholds heaven and earth with all creatures, and so governs them that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health, sickness, riches and poverty, indeed all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. Not only does Almighty God sustain and uphold all of creation by his power, he also controls everything that happens in heaven and earth, down to the minutiae. Nothing is outside his purview, nothing is outside his authority, nothing is beyond his power. God governs the welfare of nature itself. Psalm 147, verse 8, he covers the heavens with clouds, he prepares rain for the earth, he makes grass grow on the hills. Psalm 104, verse 10. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. And then in verse 19, he made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. God governs the welfare of humanity. Matthew 10, verses 29 through 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. God governs in the midst of sickness. John 19, verses 1 through 3. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, It was not that this man sinned, or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. As we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 26, whatever evil God sends upon us in this life, he will turn to our good. Floods, famine, and fires are as much under his governing hand as our sunny days, spring rains, and abundant crops. He governs blindness. He governs sickness. He governs health. He governs life. And he even governs death. Job 14, verse 5. Since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you. God has determined our days. As Hebrews 9, verse 27 tells us, it is appointed for man to die once. Our very death is under the authority of God. For God has determined the number of months and days each one of us will live. There is no truly accidental death, for everything is in all creation is under the governance of Almighty God, who is our Father. And as he is perfect in holiness and righteousness, we can trust that he is not corrupt, he is not capricious, he is not incompetent, neither is he impotent. Rather, he is a wise, just, and merciful ruler. He is a God of long-suffering and faithfulness who will always do what he has purposed and promised to do. And while this truth is difficult for some who struggle with the idea that even, quote, bad, unquote, things are under his control, it is a supreme comfort to those who embrace it wholeheartedly. There is literally nothing outside of his control, and from conception to death. The God whose eye is on the sparrow is caring for his people who are worth more than many sparrows. And he is, indeed, working out all things for our good, that we might glorify him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.